This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour to set the tone for your day. Hopefully, anyway. Hopefully, it's a good tone, or at least positive, or at least you'll feel informed anyway when we get through going through what's going on. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Doug Steffen on top of things. Jennifer Horn, lazy son of a gun, went out last night, whipped it up, so she's not here to talk with us about the willful blindness that has been demonstrated. That's how the Washington Post today characterizes Ray Rice's suspension for two games. And then there is the league reconsidering. And then there is Roger Goodell apologizing. And then everybody wonders whether he went over the line. This elevator surveillance tape showing this athlete decking his fiance, and now she says, you don't understand, you can't take football away from him, it's his real love. So, lady, what the hell are you doing with him then? If that's his real love, why'd you marry him? Sad. Good question, right? Isn't this sad? She thinks she didn't have any other choices? What's the story with that?
It's classic abuse.
Yeah.
She doesn't think she thinks either she deserved it or it's nobody else's business what they do. Or
well, maybe there is something. Is there something to that argument that there's really nothing here for anybody else? This is between the two of them? And if they're okay with it, why should everybody else be up in arms about it? Why should the National Organization of Women be calling for Roger Goodell's ouster? Why is it any of their business? What these two?
Because he did it in public.
Well, sort of half in public, half in private.
In a public elevator on a surveillance camera. when you have a job like that when you're a high profile celebrity, you can't get away with that kind of thing. I mean, you shouldn't get away with it anyway.
Period.
Right. Yes. But you're out in public and you behave that way, even if you're not going to go to jail, the NFL couldn't do anything. Of course, they waited until the video came out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A lot of outrage here. So should this guy go to jail? 888-302-3684. You said there were more comments about this. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, than anything else that we've got going on in the last 24 hours, Kenny, right?
The iPhone 6 comments are starting to fill up, but lots of comments about Ray Rice. We asked on Facebook, did the NFL do the right thing? And Jay says, as long as it's the same for everybody, when you make a rule, it has to be for all, not just because something is in the public eye.
All players or all people?
I'm assuming this is about all players people. Because the NFL made this rule.
Mm-hmm. But shouldn't all people be treated the same no matter what they do? We know that's not true. We know there isn't equality in our country. We know there isn't equality in anything. There's no equality. What? The business of the Constitution guaranteeing this, that, or the other thing, it's a joke. There isn't equality in this country at all. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if this was a non-celebrity, just a couple regular people in the elevator, and the man decked the woman like that, and it was on the surveillance camera, I think that he would probably be in jail. I think somebody, security at the hotel, would have stepped in. Yeah. But because this was a famous football player, they looked the other way.
Isn't that wonderful? Welcome to America and the football season. Everything, it's the gods of football that are the most important, not the rest of the human beings. Nonsense. Okay, so the other thing is Kenny suggested that's really on the top of mind with lots and lots of people is this new Apple device, the iPhone 6. Big day for Apple yesterday. Our video of the day today gives you everything you need to know about yesterday's keynote, and it takes about 90 seconds. Mike, why don't you play this now, and then we're going to have Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health magazine, go over for us what this all means. But first, the video of the day today with an explanation, the Apple keynote from yesterday.
The iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, they are without a doubt the best iPhones we've ever done.
Here on the left is an iPhone 5S. In the center, iPhone 6, and on the right, the iPhone 6 Plus. The 6 and the 6 Plus can take video up to 240 frames a second. It starts at just $199. We're going to start to ship them on September 19th.
So we've created an entirely new payment process. That's it!
Security is at the core of Apple Pay, but so is privacy. Apple doesn't know what you bought, where you bought it, or how much you paid for it. We're launching in the U.S. starting next month.
We have one more thing.
It fluidly zooms into apps. It enables nimble, precise adjustment.
You can see the clock at the center of the universe, and I can pan just by simply swiping on the screen here.
Apple Watch starts at only $349, and it will be available early next year. It's been a privilege to see you this morning.
Woo! Yay! Hooray! Whoopee! Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Are you planning to get the iPhone 6? A, yes, I can't wait. B, maybe I, if I can afford it. C, not sure. Doesn't look that much better than what I already have. I have a flip phone. I'm not sure about that. Not right away, but hopefully before i7 comes out. And E, no, I don't have any other iPhone, and I'm not going to start now. All right, so anyway, that's the poll. In a moment, let's dig into this a little deeper. Greg Stebbin joins us here on Good Day.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour shops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's the mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. A razor for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muppet about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and I now have Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor at Men's Health magazine, with us with a focus on yesterday, whether it was a big day or not. Greg, okay, he's gone south, northeast or west. All right, so Kenny, while we get to Greg back again, what do you make? He's tweeting about this at menshealth.com/radio. What have we gotten? You said that they were beginning to tweet and put Facebook comments on our lines. What do you see there? What are people saying about this? And isn't it just a big ruse? I mean, for God's sakes, every time you turn around, there's a new iPhone, and people like Richie have to feel like they got to go out today and get a new phone, even though the one that they had yesterday was just servicing them just fine. All right, Greg,
we're trying to punch him up here, so we got to put him on another phone, Doug.
Right.
You know, this phone actually has been waiting for a few years. The iPhone 5S was really kind of just a holdover until we get to this phone. So now this phone, and a lot of the updates on this one were really on the 5S. So really the design of how the phone looks is the big thing here. The camera's the same. And a lot of the other things. The big thing that comes out now is this the pay thing that they have, the iPhone Pay thing, where you'll be able to just swipe your phone, iPay, yeah, where you just be able to swipe your phone. The camera is a little bit upgraded.
Here's
Greg here.
Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on. There's an iPay system?
Yes.
Okay, I want a new phone that's the UPay system. I don't want to pay anymore. UPay. No more iPhone, no more iPay. UPay. All right, where's Stephen? Is he there? We got to finally connect to him.
Yeah, hey, Greg.
Greg.
I thought I was going to get a phone with Doug Pay.
Doug Pay, no! Greg Pay! No more, Doug. We got to have to talk about this, Greg. So, yesterday, what did you spend your day doing?
Well, like all good tech reporters, I obsessively watched every minute of video, watched the live presentation, read what other people said, disagreed with many, many of the opinions.
In what way? What are you disagreeing about? What's the disagreement?
You know, to me, if I was going to sum this up quickly, I'd say, yeah, they're phones, they're bigger, okay. Phones are now commodities. Just a lot of people are happy with the phone they want. They're not going to move. They're not going to get a new phone until they have to, or it's cheap. I think that's a challenge for Apple, but I think they're facing the challenge very aggressively with the watch. I think the watch is so far above anything that anyone has done, it's almost like comparing a Hyundai with a Maserati.
Really? How's that? Why is it so different? I didn't see that.
I think that they see, it's interesting. It sounds like you were underwhelmed by it, and lots of people were.
The watch doesn't turn me on, so I'm interested, yes.
Well, I think when you look at it's not for everyone, first of all. But I think there's a segment of the population, a large segment of the population, that is so connected to the digital world through their phone and their tablet that this is just the next logical place to do it. And I think as we've seen tablet sales fall away, for many people, the tablet wasn't a perfect solution. It wasn't the best solution wasn't getting bigger. It was actually getting smaller and having
it wait a minute. Hold on
24 hours a day.
Wait a minute. Is there a Braille version of this?
Almost. There's something in the phone called Taptic Sensors. It can actually tell whether you lightly tap or press on the phone. It actually will be able to detect certain things just from the way you tap the phone. But I don't think that's the thing that's really going to change people's lives. I think the fact that Apple saw that this compared to something like Google Glass is not a personal device, and it's actually invasive for everyone else around you. The watch is something that is so highly personalized that I think people, this is not a good thing, but I think people are actually going to get this and obsess over it to a very unhealthy degree.
Well, there's a lot of that, and very unhealthy degree, all ages, no matter what the device. When you see high schoolers on their way to school step out in the middle of the traffic and get run over because they're still...
I was watching a kid on the curb yesterday paying attention to his phone. He saw me.
I don't think you have to be a kid to do that either. I mean, reading our texts, reading our emails, changing the song, taking a photo, looking at it. And this actually is going to put access to all of that and your ability to interact even closer to you.
Now, so, a lot of people are talking about this. That's why you can't run away from it. Greg, thanks. Greg Stebbin is the tech editor for Men's Health magazine, menshealth.com/radio. 21 at the hour on Good Day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now 23 at the hour. What do we have here? Time for some sweets.
I want some candy.
I want candy. This song is not a dog. Big hit. One hit wonder group.
I'm a guy who's tough but sweet. He's nobody can be beat.
That's the name of the tune.
I want candy.
I want candy. Performed by this English new wave group that you have to identify in order to get a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it. 888-302-3684 to identify the group. One hit, that's it, that's all they had. The 13-year-old lead singer, Annabelle Lewin, posed nude for the cover of the first album that this group had. It was ousted in 1983 after her mother pressed charges. I don't quite understand that. Ousted from what? Pressed charges against whom? Anybody know?
She was thrown out of the group because her mother was suing them.
Suing the group. But she was the lead singer, so how old are the rest of the singers in the group?
I don't know, but I guess that would explain why they were a one-hit wonder.
That would do it.
This tune had been a hit in 1965 by the Strangelovs. The song actually sounds a little like Bo Diddley if you get into it.
Yeah, it sure does, yeah.
Maybe that is Bo Diddley there. It's not Bo Diddley in the group. The group was reformed around Ms. Lewin in 1997 for a reunion.
21.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, she's old enough to be nude, Richie. I Want Candy featured in movies, TV commercials, and Victoria's Secret uses it in their fashion shows. That's it. It's the name of the group. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. The song I Want Candy was number one during this week in 1982. All right, you got it? Is this a stumper or not? 888-302-3684. No, Bo Diddley. This is Bo Diddley, right?
Bo Diddley.
What is the other version by the Strange Love Semi, Richie? Do you know?
I don't know. Let me see if I have it here. What's the name of the band?
The Strange Loves. Called I Want Candy. I want candy.
You know, the name of this band is just kind of funky enough. I would think people could remember it easily.
Well, it was. Didn't we have a song, Who Let the Dogs Out? Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, so use your imagination, folks. Or connect the dots. Yes, there was a little bit of a hint. Yes, yes, yes. I don't like stumpers.
I do not have it.
You don't have it? What is your problem?
I don't have every song in the world. Just
why
most
not?
Of them.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so who's this?
No, this is back to I Want Candy, yeah.
So do I hit the post on that, Richie?
Very good, though. Look,
pretty cool, huh? All right, let's see here. Let's work over Kelly, who's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Kelly, have I ever spoken with you before?
No you haven't.
Never have I ever spoken to you, so it's my pleasure and privilege to have you on the Good Day program. How are you doing?
Great.
That's good. All right, so what were you doing during this part of 1982?
Watching too many music videos.
Really? All right. Get your lazy butt up and get to work, will you? What's the name of the group?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow, 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 yes. That's the clever connection to yesterday's Who Let the Dogs Out. So you're going to win a big CD of a lot of one-hit wonders, my friend. Happy you're listening, Kelly. Be safe. Have a wonderful day. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'll more next time.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Now, Rich McFadden at the controls in our Washington studio at our originating network, Radio America, along with Ken Kessler, who's out in San Diego monitoring. He didn't have to be there to monitor Facebook, but, you know, it's a handy place to be, nice place to live. Why not, right? You can do it from anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. I'll be in the Golden State for a couple of days this weekend. It'll be a nice trip to go out there and fry because it's pretty hot on the West Coast. So, and did you see the rain and how much rain actually took away Arizona and Nevada? Woof, man.
Yeah.
Rain, go away and come again another day. Could we say that for Roger Goodell? Could we say that for what's going on in the NFL? Is it just because it's football season, or would this be big news? The two stories that seem to be sort of playing into one, the situation with Ray Rice and his wife and the video and Goodell and what a boob he apparently is. Like all of these commissioners, they all are like presidents. They're all politicians. They all get there because they curry favor with the owners of the teams. So that means they do what the owners want. So is Goodell just a reflection of the boobs that own the teams? Is it just really
he is a mirror of the owners?
Yeah, okay. So let's see if we can dig into this a little bit more with an interview Nora O'Donnell did on CBS with Goodell. I wonder if he squirms in here like Obama squirmed when the NBC reporter went after him
There are two big questions here, and she hits both of them. One is, when did you see the video? When did you first see this newest video?
Yes, right. Yep.
And the second question is, listen, on the first video, we saw her drag her limp body out of the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Why does this change anything? And she hits them on both right here.
When did you first learn about this second tape?
Yesterday morning. I got into the office and our staff had come to me and said, there's new evidence, there's a video that you need to see. And I watched it then.
Did you know that a second tape existed?
Well, we had not seen any videotape of what occurred in the elevator. We assumed that there was a video. We asked for video, but we were never granted that opportunity.
So did anyone in the NFL see the second videotape before Monday?
No.
No one in the NFL?
No one in the NFL, to my knowledge, and I've been asked that same question, and the answer to that is no.
How is it that the NFL couldn't get their hands on the second tape, but a website called TMZ could?
Well, I don't know how TMZ or any other website gets their information. We are particularly relying on law enforcement. That's the most reliable. It's the most credible. And we don't seek to get that information from sources that are not credible.
The question becomes, did the NFL drop the ball, or was the NFL willfully ignorant about what was on this tape?
Well, we certainly didn't know what was on the tape. But we have been very open and honest, and I have also from 2 weeks ago when I acknowledged that we didn't get this right. That's my responsibility, and I'm accountable for that.
But what changed? I mean, on the first tape, she was lying unconscious on the ground, being dragged out. Did you really need to see a videotape of Ray Rice punching her in the face to make this decision?
No, we certainly didn't. And I would tell you that what we saw on the first videotape was troubling to us in and of itself. But what we saw yesterday was extremely clear, is extremely graphic, and it was sickening. And that's why we took the action we took yesterday.
What does that mean that he was suspended indefinitely? Does that mean Ray Rice will never play in the NFL again?
I don't rule that out, but he would have to make sure that we are fully confident that he is addressing this issue clearly. He has paid a price for the actions that he's already taken.
Really?
You know,
what price is he paid? He's not able to play anymore, and he doesn't get paid, right?
Well, he lost all of his sponsors yesterday. All of them. Gone.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah.
That's another almost $2 million a year.
Yeah.
And I would say that Goodell...
That's what the wife is concerned about. Maybe that's why she's up in arms, because he's not going to be able to make a paycheck. She's stuck with this guy. Married.
She's stuck with him, obviously, for the money. And now he doesn't have the money anymore.
Big D time.
So, but you know what? You see that video, and we all know of domestic abuse, and we all assume that we know what happens. But until you see it, it's shocking. And you go, oh, my God, I didn't even think about this being this bad. And we're all stupid.
But, Richie, these things happen every day.
They do.
All across
but you
the country.
Don't. But they
men
do.
Brutalizing
they do.
Women.
They do. But you don't see it. You do not see it like you saw it yesterday. And that's what Goodell is saying. Goodell is saying, you know, he's not coming out and saying it like this, but he's saying, you know, okay, we knew that something
happened.
All
right, so happened. You giving him a pass? You giving Goodell a pass?
I'm saying we're all just as blind as he was. Because
that make it right?
No, it doesn't at all. Okay? But when I saw that video yesterday, I was taken back to where before I was just like, okay, yeah. And it's a whole different thing when you see it on video.
More than a pig. He's just a pervert. This kind of stuff is the fact that we're talking about it is bothersome because it gives people ideas.
Well, but here's the other thing. It also addresses the problem. Doug Steffen, Dudley, do you in your heart think that Ray Rice should get a second chance?
No.
If he, in fact, addresses the problem.
What's the problem? Which problem are you going to address?
The fact that he's got a violence problem, yeah, a problem controlling his emotions.
That? What causes that?
Let's say that he goes and seeks psychiatric help, and he and his wife, they go through all of the motions to get help. And
I'm just cynical. Richie, I'm way too cynical.
And he starts a foundation to help fight domestic abuse.
The Michael Vick Foundation to save dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So people don't deserve a second chance, or do
they? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying people are. I think it's circumstantial. And in this circumstance, when you look at that and you listen to these people dripping with their words with irony,
right?
The fact that it gives people, I don't know, ideas. This whole thing is so warped. It's so warped. The damn game itself and the helmets and this. Somebody's going to come up. Some lawyer will come up with a defense for this guy that he had how many concussions? Find out how many concussions this guy has had, if he's had any, and that's going to be his defense. And they'll go back and they'll plead their case with the NFL. And he'll get back on the field.
But he won't get back on the field. That's
not
going
to be bad.
Here's what I was thinking yesterday. If this guy were a plumber, he'd still be at work today. Mm-hmm. If he were a car salesman, his coworkers wouldn't have any idea what's going on in his personal life.
You were a lady.
Right. The only reason we have any idea of that this is going on is because he plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
So if it were you or me or Joe the plumber, we wouldn't have any idea that this guy's wife is being abused.
There'd be noise if it was you or me.
Right, yeah.
There'd be some noise about it.
But, I mean,
the folks that now have called for Goodell's firing, the National Organization for Women, think that, and the women, the wife says, leave us alone. Whether she's still playing that song a month from now or a year from now when he didn't have any money, remains to be seen. All right, let's turn this around a little bit, okay? Because we've spent all this, 8 minutes talking about what a scumbag he is and Goodell, blah, blah, blah. The story that appeals to me more than this from football is the story of Devin Still. Devin Still, you may remember, we talked about him, I think, last Thursday or Friday. It was a brief conversation about this fellow who was on the Bengals squad, and he was cut. So he thought he was out, but the Bengals signed him to play on the practice squad so that he could pay for his daughter's cancer treatment. Here is the story that was on Good Morning America.
For Cincinnati Bengals defensive tackle Devin Still, it was a 1-2 punch.
I just broke down in tears, and I couldn't stop crying.
In June, his 4-year-old daughter Leah, the energetic light of his life, diagnosed with stage 4 pediatric cancer.
It's like my whole world turned upside down.
Still blindsided, foregoing off-season workouts to spend every moment with her.
You gonna be just like this.
The 25-year-old even shaved his head in solidarity. Then, another blow. The Bengals cutting Steele from the team Saturday.
I completely understand where the Bengals were coming from when they cut me, because I couldn't give football 100% right now.
But this morning, an emotional second chance. The Bengals offering Steele a spot on his practice squad, providing him with much-needed medical insurance and $6,300 a week in salary to help pay for Leah's care. Even better, it means less travel, keeping him close to the little girl he calls the selfie queen.
They could have washed their hands with me and said that they didn't care about what I was going through off the field. It's kind of like a blessing in disguise for me.
Both daddy and daughter now determined to return to the game stronger than ever.
If we're going to go to battle with cancer, and she's willing to put up the fight to beat it.
Very sweet.
Well, it is sweet, but I'm going to take...
It's nice.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Okay, so Doug's going to be a jerk here for a minute, all right? And this is not about Devin Still. This is about the guy who did the report. Who is that? And why can't they find somebody...
It's Michael...
Who is he? Is he a former player or something?
Yeah, he's former. He's Michael and Regis's replacement.
No wonder. I thought there was something I recognized in him. Why don't they fix his teeth, for God's sakes, so that when he speaks, he doesn't sound like somebody from the other side of the tracks?
Nice.
No, listen to it.
Yeah. So what?
I think it's that's not what professional people who are on the air ought to sound like, from my vantage point anyway. I mean, I certainly make mistakes, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that Michael Strahan could care less about what you think about
I mean, listen,
list.
He can care less. I'm making a statement based on what I
that guy's doing all right.
I watched him once.
It not based on his linguistic ability to deliver the news.
Yeah.
He made it based on his personality.
Isn't that sweet?
And
he's got a nice personality, I guess.
He's got a great personality.
I haven't watched Kelly and Regis since Regis wasn't there. So, I don't even begin to understand.
Strahan does a great job.
How are the ratings of that show?
They do well. They do well.
Okay. So, without me, they've got a good show anyway. Without me, what?
That's right. They don't need you.
All right. Okay.
He'd like to have you, I'm sure.
Really?
But they
I'm
don't
sure
need
he's
you.
A great guy. Just as an old sort of a no, special, as a long-time professional at this, do I always sound like I'm on top of it? No. Do I always pronounce everything correctly? No. But I don't sound like this when I'm talking all the time on the air like I've got a little on it.
Yeah, the fact that he got moved to GMA and does news stories, I mean, that was a big thing, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago or something. They moved him into the GMA slot as well as the Kelly and Michael thing.
Okay.
But, you know, he's not a news guy, but he's a nice guy and people like him. Right now he's more popular than you are.
I'm sure of that.
Because you're
making
fun
a lot
of him.
More money.
Yeah.
Then somebody will take a shot at me. Go ahead. I just think that as a professional pronouncer, I'd like to have
I was listening to a reporter on an NPR station.
Really?
WAMU, the local, one of the local NPR stations.
That's a big NPR station.
And I was like, wow.
Actually, you know what? The lady who's the most popular person on AMU has a, I think she had a stroke a number of years ago, and it slowed down her speech.
Yes.
And people have made sort of... They've been cruel about how she still does a great job and has a great program. I like her. And it isn't about liking these people. It's nothing about Michael himself. It's about just the way he's being used. Let's put it that way. The person who does, and certainly admittedly, the world of television reporting, radio reporting, people who are on the air, don't in the old days, the big formal, big voiced announcer says A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right. You're thinking of Diane Rehm.
Diane Rehm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good program. Anyway, and Michael, I'm sure, you know, the people at ABC aren't stupid. They knew what they were doing, hopefully, when Regis left. But it annoyed me because it's sort of like age, as I get closer to that age myself, at least I have control of my own destiny and I don't have to worry about somebody else. So I just do this program and stations carry it, hopefully, and I will carry it as long as I choose to do it, which will be a long, long time. The other side of it is that... I think that maybe I've worked this too hard. Television news in 60 seconds. Jennifer's not here, so I'll do what I can to inform you as to what's going on quickly here on the Good Day program.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And this Friday through Sunday, everyone's invited to our fall open house. No membership required. Hurry in to take advantage of savings on top brands like Samsung, Serta, Rubbermaid, and Kellogg's. Plus, get a free health screening valued at $150 this Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. only. Save big this weekend at our fall open house. No membership required. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hey, I'm Michael Waltrip, NASCAR driver. I've taken my share of hits on the track, but one of the hardest hits I ever took was when my mom suffered a stroke due to atrial fibrillation, or AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. That's why, throughout September, I'll be working with Janssen to bring attention to AFib and the risk of stroke. You can show your support for this important cause by visiting myafibstory.com to upload a photo of yourself for a chance to be on the number 66 myafibstory.com car I'll be racing at Talladega on October 19th. for every eligible photo submitted. Janssen will make a contribution to the American Heart Association that will help make a difference for the millions of Americans living with AFib and for those who care for them. You can be on my car. To upload your photo and show your support, go to myafibstory.com. That's myafibstory.com.
All right, television news, putting friends and cheers together, sort of Hollywood game night together. You've got the Pub Quiz, a new comedy that works at NBC, inspired by bar trivia games. Who's going to be interested?
They call it Fears.
Fears?
Friends and cheers.
Oh, I got it. Thank you very much, Richie. Very clever.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Any time getting to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show, a great weekend radio program. He's a pet expert, a pet psychologist, a pet psychic, a pet provocateur, whatever name you want to.
Did you say psychic or psychotic? I didn't hear that.
Both of those things, yes.
Take a pick.
Warren has some interesting stories, and we will get to them, plus reference to things that you ought to know about with regard to your pet. Statistics, we'll start with those in just a moment here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for a buck. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers valid while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAPC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
All right, so we have Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show with us here on Good Day, and he has stats on cats. Cat stats. More people do what than what?
more people have cats than own stock in this country. 14% of Americans have stock. 30% of Americans live with cats.
This goes to show you how crazy this country is.
No, it's a much better investment with a cat than stock. If you're not feeling good, what's your stock going to do for you? Your cat will come over.
All right, let's go on. Let's keep going here. Take the T out of stocks, and what do you have?
Take the T out of socks.
You saw the, as a matter of fact, I think you were responsible for me learning the story about this Great Dane who had how many pairs of socks in his stomach?
Oh, I forget the number. I don't have it up on the screen. It's like 42 or 50 something, some ridiculous amount of socks. That solved the problem. It took a dog to figure out where all those socks disappear.
Well, how in the world? How do you get 43 pair of socks?
It's amazing.
In your stomach.
It's amazing what they can do. I did a story not too long ago, Doug, about a dog in Florida that swallowed a 12-inch serrated knife.
Oh.
They rushed the dog to the... Not a scratch. Not a scratch. They operated, took the knife out. The dog was fine. There wasn't any type of scratch in the esophagus or anything.
My pugs eat everything. You cannot imagine the things we find when cleaning up around the yard, when we have to go out every other day or something and pick up, behind them. The things that they swallow and then pass through their body,
Rich, don't feel bad. I once worked with a dog that ate a spool of thread, and for 3 months, every time he went to the bathroom, I had to cut the string. Every single time. You know, it's like cutting the string for like 3 months.
What a great video that is.
That's what made me an expert.
By the way, a video of a fire at a home that was a pet daycare center.
Yeah.
And it was in New Jersey. It sort of really disturbed me. It took place a week or so ago. This was 35 years had been a pet care facility. There are a lot of these around, aren't there? A lot of homes, a lot of people are taking care of dogs. I wish there were more
regulations, though, Doug, because let's face it, realistically, first of all, any place I would ever leave my dog has to have someone there 24 hours, 7 days a week. That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, they have to have a veterinarian on call 24 hours, 7 days a week. But more importantly, they have to have some type of evacuation system set up. I work with a place in Los Angeles, just outside of Los Angeles, Delta Rescue. It's a large rescue. They have over 1,500 animals there. It's a sanctuary. They have their own fire department. There's two fire trucks that are there 24/7.
Wow.
It's just an amazing thing. That's why I tell people, if you're going to leave your pet with a person or a show or a boarding facility, go there several times before you leave them. Go there at night. Go there in the morning. Yeah, check them out carefully. Horrible situation.
We'll end with a thought from the video of the day from last Friday, which is Richie aimed right at you as a pug owner. This is about as much fun as you could have looking at something that is just classic. The video is pugs playing ball.
No, they're playing in a ball pit.
Ball pit, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so there's one of those little ball pits, 2-3 foot by 3 foot, and you throw the balls in it, and it's just a mesh net. And that dog is going crazy.
Didn't every dog want to play with balls? I remember when Charlotte was able to play, she used to have this orange, like a Pepsi ball. Ball looked like a Pepsi ball.
I put my pugs on the trampoline last week, and they were hysterical.
I name all of the balls my dog have. If I say, go get Roger, he gets the orange one. If I go get this one, they get that one.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Thank you.
Dogs. September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.